Welcome back to Let's Talk Packaging, the show where we obsess over the unsung hero of the grocery aisle. I'm your host, Alec, and I believe that a good container can make a good meal great, and a bad container can lead to, well, a tragic salad in a bag situation. We've all been there. Joining me to prevent these tragedies is someone who is an actual expert. She's a journalist who studies marketing trends and knows exactly what makes a consumer's brain tick. Please give a warm welcome to the brilliant Chelsea.
Thanks for having me, Alec. And for the record, I completely agree. A bad container can ruin a perfectly good lunch.
See? I knew we'd get along. We're here today to talk about the most critical moment in a product's life, the first impression. And I've heard a rumor, a terrifying statistic, about how fast that impression is formed. Is it true?
It is very true, and possibly even faster than you think. Groundbreaking research from a German media company called iSquare shows that consumers make a purchasing decision within 3 seconds of first contact with a product on a shelf.
3 seconds. That is absurd. What can a person even process in 3 seconds?
A surprising amount, actually. The brain is making rapid-fire assessments. It's looking at color, shape, and clarity. It's subconsciously registering brand logos and familiar design cues. It's making a snap judgment on quality and value all before the conscious mind has even read the product name.
Mm-hmm.
So all the hard work a food business puts in, the recipe development, sourcing organic ingredients, quality control, none of it matters if the packaging doesn't survive that initial 3-second scan.
I can attest to that. I once bought a brand of salsa I had never heard of, purely because the jar had this beautiful heavy glass and a really satisfying metal lid. It just felt premium. The salsa was fine, but the packaging sold me.
That's a perfect example. Your brain equated the quality of the container with the quality of the product inside. It's a powerful psychological shortcut.
So on the flip side, what happens when that shortcut leads the consumer to a dead end? What are the packaging fails that scream, "Turn back now"?
The most obvious are physical defects, a cracked hinge, a weak seal, or foggy plastic. These are immediate red flags that suggest poor quality control or freshness issues.
Right, the classic signs that your container may have, and I still love this phrase from the article, lost a fight with a badger.
Yes, the badger fight is rarely a good look for a product. But beyond that, these small flaws create doubt. They push customers towards competitors. And in today's world, that doubt doesn't just stay with one person.
What do you mean?
Think about social media. One customer has a bad experience, their prepared meal leaks all over their car seat. They don't just decide not to buy it again, they might post a picture of it online. Suddenly, that one packaging failure is seen by thousands of potential customers. The problem gets amplified exponentially.
Wow. So a single leaky souffle could become a viral disaster. The sensational Southern seafood souffle becomes infamous for all the wrong reasons.
Exactly. The losses compound. What starts as a small packaging issue can snowball into a genuine brand reputation crisis that is very difficult and expensive to fix.
Okay, so cracked containers and viral disasters are obviously bad. But what about the more subtle missteps, the ones that aren't so obvious?
That's where brand dissonance comes in. It's when your packaging tells a different story than your brand. For instance, a premium, high-end product sold in what looks like budget-level packaging. It confuses the shopper about where you fit in the market.
It's the lobster claw sticking out of the container like a zombie rising from the grave. Not exactly the premium message you're going for.
Precisely. Or think about sustainability. If your brand is all about being green and eco-friendly, but you're using materials that clearly aren't recyclable, it creates cognitive dissonance. The customer feels a disconnect, and they lose trust.
Right. You can't serve a super innovative, futuristic soup that was made with liquid nitrogen in a can that looks like it's a World War II ration. The message is just completely scrambled.
That's the perfect word for it. Scrambled. The shopper doesn't know what to believe, so they often default to a competitor with clearer, more consistent messaging.
This is all fascinating from a marketing perspective, but what about the bottom line? What are the hidden costs of getting this wrong, beyond just the sale you miss in that 3-second window?
They're significant. Poor seal integrity doesn't just lose one sale, it leads to product returns and retailer complaints. In the worst-case scenario, it could even lead to expensive recalls that damage your brand's reputation for years.
Oof, a recall is the nightmare scenario.
It is, and there are other costs too. Inadequate barrier properties in the plastic can shorten shelf life, which means more food waste. Weak containers can get damaged during distribution. These operational costs can completely erase any savings you thought you were getting from a cheaper packaging option.
So it's the classic case of buy cheap, buy twice. Or in this case, package cheap and pay for it everywhere else in the business.
That's a very accurate summary. And perhaps the most damaging cost is the one you can't easily measure: the erosion of trust with your retail partners. They have limited shelf space, and they won't hesitate to drop a product that causes customer complaints or logistical headaches.
Okay, let's pivot from the doom and gloom. We've talked about the bad and the ugly. What about the good? How does a brand turn its packaging into, as the experts say, a silent sales force?
It starts with alignment. The packaging needs to amplify the product's best features. If you have a beautiful, fresh salad, you need crystal clear packaging to show it off. For hot foods, you need a container that retains temperature and is safe for reheating.
So it's not one size fits all. It's about matching the package to the purpose.
Exactly. It needs to address the specific challenges of its category. Cold items need tamper protection to build trust. Prepared meals need to be durable and leak-resistant for transport. When all these things work together, the packaging communicates quality and builds consumer confidence without a single word.
It does the selling for you.
It does. And that relationship continues after the purchase. When a customer has a great experience, the package is easy to open, it reseals properly, it keeps the food fresh. That reinforces their decision. It creates a positive memory and builds genuine brand loyalty over time.
That makes perfect sense. So, looking ahead, what do you see as the next frontier for packaging? Are there any exciting trends on the horizon that are set to change the game even further?
Absolutely. The biggest and most important trend is, without a doubt, sustainability. We're moving beyond just recyclable materials. The future is in compostable and biodegradable packaging, materials that leave no trace. Brands are also embracing minimalism, using less packaging overall, and communicating their eco-consciousness through clean, simple designs. Consumers are increasingly making choices based on a brand's environmental footprint, and packaging is a very visible part of that.
So the big takeaways here is that packaging isn't just a container. It's not an expense to be minimized. It's a strategic asset that can drive growth.
Absolutely. The most successful food businesses understand that every detail, from material selection to structural design, impacts their ability to compete. They treat packaging as their brand's first spokesperson.
And that spokesperson has to be compelling in just 3 seconds. No pressure. Chelsea, this has been incredibly insightful. Thank you so much for breaking it all down for us.
My pleasure, Alec. It was fun.
That's all the time we have for today on Let's Talk Packaging. A huge thanks again to our guest, Chelsea. And for all of our listeners who want to dive even deeper, there's a world of packaging knowledge out there waiting for you. Until next time, stay fresh.